Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Detroit and all our global listeners, this is the Erotic Central Street Seat Strong Zone Open Mic Night. We are currently waiting for our host to arrive into the building, but I am filling in the meantime. I am your network owner, Miss Michelle E. Alfred, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. We're looking for a great show this evening tonight where the poets come in and bring it hot and erotic and sensual and smooth and nice. All right, we're just going to get the show started until our host of the evening, Miss Strong Island, comes on through. We're going to rock the mic with a little bit of music first and wait for her arrival. This is Mr. Barry White with the Erotic Garden.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret. Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
Baby,
Welcome, everybody. This is Strong Island. How are you? Hi, Miss Poetic E. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great, sister. Glad to have you here doing your thing this not tonight.
Yeah, I see that. I see everybody's already raising their hands. They're ready to get this started too. So
yes,
I don't want to hold. You know, I want to go ahead and let's jump into this. So I guess we take the first caller up. Caller from the 646 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Junebug, Strong Island. How
hey,
doing?
Junebug, welcome.
Oh, thanks.
What are you going to do for us tonight?
I have two pieces, and I want to say hello to Poetic E. And
hello.
I want to say hello to you. Say hello to you once again. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. The floor is yours, sir.
Oh, okay. I revised another poem that I had. It's called Cherry Drops, and I added a little flavor to it so that, you know, it sounds more, you know, more in good taste, you know. And
okay.
So, without further ado, here I go. Okay, here we go. When you suck on my neck, I can taste cherries. When I swallow, I say to myself, damn, that's good. Cherries that fall out of a tree, cherries drop, they fill in my mouth. I swallow, and when I swallow, I think and say to myself, damn, that's good. Cherries that all I can think of is cherries. I can see, pinch, pick up, and smell. Cherries are better than sweet honey. Love when cherry drops from the trees, and cherry drops for you and me. Your lips taste like cherries, moist and sweet. Love to pinch cherries. Love when cherries drop from a tree. When a cherry drops, suck on it, my love. Thank you.
That was hot.
It was?
Yes, it was.
Thank
that
you.
Was hot.
Thank you.
And what inspired that piece, sir?
Basically, I try to include myself and somebody that I care about. She doesn't want me to mention her name over the radio, over the phone. But she know who she is, and I dedicated to her without mentioning her name. You know, so you know who you are.
Now that's sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well, definitely, you know, you can come back and
yeah,
you know, have a little time, do your other piece.
Okay.
You like.
That sounds cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for coming out and blazing the mic.
Thank you.
Huh? All right, Miss. Yes, that was one of our little veterans who's coming through, Junebug, doing Cherry Drops. All right, I see that my co-host is raising her little hand. Miss Poetic E, is this something you'd like to share with us?
Well, I believe I will, Miss I think this is the first time I've ever read this on the show. It's a piece out of my book, Romantic Poetic Excursion, Erotic Flashes. It's entitled Tongue Bliss, and it goes like this. Baby, I'm stressed, and all I want to do is get undressed, release my bra and caress my breast. Come here, baby, I know you are stressed. Let me release you in a way that I know best. Let me reveal your chocolate body, my Nubian hottie. I want to lick your entire body, circling the nipples of each breast, sucking them until I taste your melon stew. I want to massage your torso with the strength and the length of my master tongue, and let my tongue magic do what it do. I even want to lick you in your crevices and your joints, missing not one pressure point. It's all about you. Get my point? Let me show you what my tongue can do. It can lick you, stick you, frisk you, French kiss you, suck you, tongue fuck you. So I'ma lick you up and down. I'ma start with your earlobe, making a pit stop at your navel's button. I'ma push it until it rings and alert your pussy that I am coming to lick it, pop it, tongue poke it until you say you are completely relaxed. This service is free of all tax. This is a lover's grant you don't have to pay back. I want you to know that after a long day of work, I appreciate and know my woman's worth. And at any time you just need to be released of stress, caress, cuddle, love, or appreciate it, I am obliged to satisfy you at all times, and I'll have to penetrate you to make love to you. I can let my tongue do what it do as long as it's pleasing you. And that was a piece that was written from a male perspective, you know, wanting to hear what a man would have to say to his woman, namely me.
Right now.
And that was entitled
Tongue Bliss. That was hot. Miss Tongue Bliss. Okay, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to leave it alone, miss. Can you tell the audience how we can follow you, for those who don't know?
Well, Miss Strong Island, well, they definitely can connect me with me here on the network at all times, but I think that, you know, of course, Facebook, Fisher Michelle Alford, I got like almost 500 people waiting for me to respond, so I don't know if I can take any more Facebook. But nevertheless, you can always connect with me here on the network on either of the days. We got so many shows going on, and I'm definitely loving the vibe and loving what you're doing strong here on the network. I just love all you guys for being great hosts on the network, and I certainly appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, Freda Gee. You always can brighten my day, I tell you. Brighten my day. Well, since you know, you decided to come through and share that piece, I guess I'm going to share a piece with y'all, too.
All right.
And most likely you've heard it before, but either way, I'm going to read it again. And it's called Recovering Addict. And the piece goes like this. Recovering addict, you say you are, but really how far are you going to go? Let's just see if you still want me. All good in my red negligee? You looking in amazement with your tongue licking your lips while my hips are swinging from left to right. And this recovering addict, there you are, but really, how far will you go with this show? Music starts while you unclothe. You're not really going to. Not sleep with me, hands reaching out to grab one of my big breasts. Come on, baby, I want to suck that chest. Fingers reaching for the warm middle in between. Fingers reaching for the sack on the floor. Not the vanilla kind, but the chocolate is always going to be on my mind. Take control and play with while fingers caress them against my breast. The middle in between us is being played with fast. Okay, now, come get this ass. Recovering addict was a real joke. Okay, folks, so this thing really hurts. And that is my piece.
All right, Miss Stone Island.
Thank you, everybody. You know, for all those who do call in, you may not know, but you need to press 1 in order to get on the mic to be able to bless the mic. But anyway, on to better things. People could follow me actually on Facebook under my government name, Cindy Smith Jordan. Or they also could follow me here on Blog Talk Radio. Or on Twitter, you can actually follow me as under SexyC430. And that's some of the ways that you can actually keep up with what I'm, you know, doing and things like that. But with no further to do,
I think we need to hear a little bit more music just to soothe us, just for a little bit.
All right, man, we're going to do what it do and bring it this thing.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, Detroit and our global listeners. You are listening to Chaka Khan, Sweet Thing, and you're on the air with Strong Island. Well, Ms. Co-host, I see that you're bubbling. You're bubbling tonight, so I hear you want to do another piece, huh?
Well, yes, ma'am, Strong Girl. You know I got to do what I got to do. I'll share another with you guys.
Thank you, madam. The floor is yours.
All right, this is another piece from my very first book, Romantic Poetic Excursion, Erotic Splashes. This is one of a central piece. It's called, entitled Sensual Pleasures. I like to pamper myself, examine myself. I sensually describe myself a mocha chocolate delight, 5'6" in height, plump but pleasant to the sight. Eyebrows trans up, face naturally painted with MAC makeup, lipstick color, passion purple, and the brand is Wet n Wild. Nails manicured French style, hair twisted in the African twisty locks, skin glowing bronze with satin natural stuff, silky to the touch. All oiled up my body, waxing all the vital places. nicely trimmed up from my Jamaica, a brother can freely stuff. My G-spot stays hot around the clock. My lips stay wet at my Jamaica's dock. My nipples hot enough to shield bullets targeting my breast. I must confess, since your presence on a symphony of chimes that enhances the mental orgasms in my mind, I want to make love all the time, but only with the man that's intended to be mine. The problem that keeps gravitating to me, brothers from all nationalities keep flocking to me, reciting poetry to me. They want to polish me up like the Red Wings do the Stanley Cup, holler at me wanting to break open my pinata, thinking that's what's up, nada. Brothers, let's talk real talk. I want to be free, no sexual prohibition, non-member of the player coalition. I come with no false pretension, sometimes accused of ambiguity, but this is my surety. My temple is maintained in purity, abstaining from pleasure sexually successfully, avoiding sexual disease. It's the sexual pleasures I want to see, but only through true intimacy this can be achieved. So I'll wait, dwelling in the land of sensual pleasures, patiently waiting for the soul that can sensually bond with me, mentally arouse me, ignoring the random brother stretching out to me, eagerly gravitating to the one who captures the essence of me, whose spiritual soul connects with me, who's satisfied and partaking in the festivities of having me, supping from me, glazing me, praising me, fucking me, that's what's up with me. Favor and blessings to the brother that ends up with me. Proceed carefully, because you'll find yourself forever in love with me. And that is my peace, sensual pleasure.
Woo! That was... I like that piece. I really, really like that piece.
Thank you, Strong. Thank you, my dear. If you don't mind, I want to make a quick announcement.
Sure. You can go right ahead.
I just want to make sure that everyone knows that this show airs at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Strong Island is our host on this segment, and I just want people to know how much I appreciate you as being a host on this network. It's just a pleasure and honor. You have always been such a great joy to have around, and you're committed to being here and just being a presence here on the show, and I just wanted people to know how much I really, truly appreciate you and your commitment and dedication of being here on the Poetic Energy Network station. You're one of my most prized hosts, and I just want to know that people to know that how much I love my sister and appreciate you for being here on the show. I don't know if there was much of an announcement, but I just had to get that out, that you're truly appreciated. You always, I always like to try to make sure that people know how much they're appreciated. And I'm so glad that you are on my team and that you're following the path of where we're trying to take the show. And I just want to keep encouraging you to do your thing, because I know you're planning on doing a lot of things, and I see it all happening for you, my sister.
Thank you, Miss Poetic E. That was really, you got me speechless. You know, only certain times I become speechless. That was beautiful. That was really beautiful. Thank you, too, for even having the courage and inspiration to inspire me to do this, because we know I was a scaredy cat, and like they say, as long as you copy the right cat, you're good. So I'm copying you, and so I'm going in the right direction from there.
All right.
So with no further to do, I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller, because we got an eager beaver waiting. Caller from the 202 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. You have Blazing
hey,
the mic.
Hey, what's Strong Island? What are you, this Larry, the soul proposal?
Oh, Larry, how are you?
Welcome.
I'm fine, man. Just trying to, you know, my best is doing my end to promote this show. And I love Poetic Energy. I love, you know, Long Island, what you're doing. And I got a new piece I just wrote.
All right.
It's called Insane Blissful Pleasures. And
what is yours, sir?
Okay. Baby, the way I want to fuck you, my sex is going to make you feel like Marvin Gaye and just holla. You're going to give me a grade beyond A after becoming your personal anatomy scholar. Making love to you is like playing your flute to hit the highest note. Just curing your sexual neediness is an experiment, and I enjoy the antidote. I'm yearning for you to grasp and cut your nails into my back as you fall into orgasmic rapture. With you overflow with my nectar as it so desperately captures. I'm so feeding you and your pussy to come on my dick so it can feel like it's being cleansed like the Nile River. Boo, this pussy is so good it could be Armageddon or a nuclear war. I still wouldn't stop even if the climax came because I continue on with my destination. I would love to live in your pussy for a full-time occupation and reside there on a never-ending vacation. I want my so good that it'll give you a split personality. I want to have you speaking in Swahili and your pussy in Spanish and you climax in West Indian and sexually freebasing in all nationalities. Let me put my soul in your hole, having you moan like Janet in that 70s love groove and lose control. And baby, I love when you take control and get on top and dirty wine on my dick like you know no good, playing your own twisted version of Little Red Riding Hood. I'm going to be fucking you to the if you turn pink and your pussy would have to call the paramedics. Then I'm going to still be trying to fuck you with erotic CPR, and the ambulance just going to just have to think I'm pathetic. Babe, please forgive me for being a one-track mind, clever nympho slash one-woman gigolo. Because, baby, I just made you into my own version of a sexy hooker slash bimbo. Just think, we could make the Guinness Book of World Records for fucking 365 days a year nonstop. The only time we come up for air is when the New Year's ball drops. Babe, your sex is so good that looking on your finger, I'm about to put a ring on that thing. And all this, and I forgot your first name, and that's my piece.
Okay, Larry, why you had to come and blaze the mic for real? It's on fire. Fire. And see, I was trying to be calm tonight. Oh, you want a sister up, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, now, all right, now. That was
cool.
That was really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Considering maybe it was a little ignorant, but hey, ignorant can be beautiful too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Whew. Gosh. Golly gee. Poetic-y, could you refrain from that one too? You see what you
clap it up for you, Larry.
Huh? Yeah. I liked it.
Larry, you know, you always come through. You know, you're one of my favorite people. I know you're going to put it down. You scare me on what you're going to say. And you didn't let me down tonight either. But hey, you bring it out of me. You start it.
Hey, I just enjoy poetry. I thank y'all for letting me come through. And to those who want to find me, if you haven't found me yet, my name is Larry Edwards, L-A-R-I-E. I'm on Facebook. I'm also a singer. So if you want to check any of my tracks out, please go to www.larry.bandcamp.com. You can download each song. They're available. One song is available for a free download. That is the Poetic Love Spoken Word Remix. The album is titled Poetic Love. You can also hit my Facebook page up and join the Larry, L-A-R-I-E fan page. Become a fan. And if you want to, you know, purchase a CD, all you got to do is hit shop now. It's yours, free shipping. And also follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/soulofLowry, you know, for my little Philly quotes and stuff like that. But if you want to keep abreast of my shows and stuff like that, follow me on Facebook, Larry Edwards. And I want to thank you so much for Poetic E, the whole Poetic Energy Networks. It's a positive thing. And definitely, I gotta make a trip to Michigan one day.
You might just be doing it sooner than you think, brother.
Not now.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Larry, you know, it's always a pleasure to hear your pieces. Your voice is like golden when you sing. I appreciate everything that you bring to the mic. You two are one of my idols, so thank you.
Man, go ahead. I'm trying to be like you.
Oh, boy. Well, Miss, definitely come back if you know if you have time and if you want to blaze the mic some more. Hey, I could listen to you all night, you know me, but gotta give everybody else a shot. So.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. All right, Miss Poeta E. I see we got some more people trying to kick my door in. It's saying let them on this mic, so I guess without further ado, we're going to take the next caller up. Caller from the 646 area code, you on the air with Strong Island.
Hey, Strong, how you doing again? This is Junebug.
Hi, Junebug. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This piece that I wrote just came out of the sky. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about writing it. You know, and when I was writing it, I read over it again. You know, I said, this has got to be a good poem, you know. And I hope all the audience likes it, and I hope you like it also. So without further ado, I'm going to read it for you, okay? And the audience. And it's called The Hole. I'll start right now. When I go down on you, I feel as if I can taste your ever-loving sweetness. Yeah, I can taste what you give me. All night long, I think of your loving sweetness. The hole is a very important part of my life. I'm good and feel good when I go down on you. Don't ever forget who's your lover. That hole is ours and only ours. So take care of your hole, baby. That's it. That's the end of my piece.
I don't even know what to say after that. Beautiful.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. I actually like that piece. You know, I like what you were saying in that piece
mm-hmm.
about the whole being special and it's only for one, which mm-hmm. is true. I commend you, brother.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Commend you for even thinking about writing it, coming out of the sky.
Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to say, I haven't set up, and I don't know if I'm ready to set up a Facebook, like the other caller, I forgot his name, the other poet, I forgot his name. He was talking about getting on, having Facebook. I don't have a computer, I don't have anything yet, so I'm starting out from scratch. So as soon as I get my system up and running, then hopefully I could collaborate more with you, if that's right with you.
Sure.
In terms of poetry work.
I have no problem. I like to help others.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Well, thank you, Junebug, for coming back through. You know, don't go nowhere. Sit back, relax, relate, and listen.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right, Miss Poetic E. I guess we're going to take the next caller, and the next caller, I believe, is going to be me.
All right.
And I'm actually going to come, I'm coming to the mic doing a piece that I call Remember. And this piece goes like this. Rioting, enjoying, marvelous, energized man before ejaculating, really? No need to continue to lie. Your eyes are giving you away. This is no ordinary day. Bragging is not cool. Just have the man come. I'll show you how to give him some. long, overly vivacious, exceptionally lady yearning for continuous fucking of this wet, and I say wet, coochie, that is left speaking, is thick, also thick dick. This make me come real quick. You just forgot about that dick was mine first, but you wanted to try to satisfy your no ride or die chicken you. Only this great front and back ride. Ride him every which way and loose. All sense of emotion with every motion of your humping and pumping. My coochie with a thick stuff at the bust multiple nuts. Ah, I'm so done right now. And that is my...
It's what's going on! Nice. All right, girl. Why people are so taboo when, you know, people in America are so sexually charged, but, you know, it just seems like, you know, people just kind of shy away from the erotic thing. Have you ever wondered about that?
Sometimes. I'm still trying to figure out how I fell into it, because I was originally inspirational and, you know, like birthday quotes and things like that. You know I loved erotica. I know I love reading erotica, but I never thought I really would be able to write erotica. So I couldn't tell you. I guess that just came from all that reading. I guess the lock been broken. And here you go. You got me of today.
For being uncomfortable with the sexuality, a lot of people are afraid. It's a part of life. It's a part of the human experience. So there's no reason to be standoffish about it. You know, I know it has its place and time, but I think that people should be more open-minded with it. But, you know, of course, you wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't go in the church talking about it or talking about it in front of my children or, you know, my daughter or anything like that, but I think it has its place and its time. But, you know, it's all about the adventure of life to me.
All right. Well, you know what? Everything is for everybody, and that's one thing that I did learn. You know, there's some people, like in the family, they don't really know what I do, you know, but I'm trying to bring some of them together. Like, I'm doing an event next weekend at my house that I'm going to do live erotic poetry and putting it together with a passion party. So for all those that come, they're going to get to see me, you know, do what I do. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get comfortable doing this live in front of people because I'm scared out of my wits with it. But, you know, every, you know, opportunity that I can make, you know, I try to do it.
It just gets better and better with time, trust me.
Yeah, the shoes are shaking. But in the meanwhile, because of that, I think it's time to listen to a little Maxwell till the cops come knocking, because that will set us off.
Right, yeah, Maxwell, he always does it right for you. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
welcome, welcome, welcome back, Global Detroit Global listeners and everyone around the world. This is Strong Island with the Erotic Sensual Sheets segment of Poetic Energy Radio Station Network. You're back on the air now with Miss Strong Island. I see my co-host, Miss Poetic E, got a little treat for you right now. Miss Poetic E, the floor is yours.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know what, Strong, I always say that, you know, I think that a lot of people don't take a lot of time to, you know, make their relationships work and do things that, you know, some adventurous things, even those little things to make relationships work. And I just want to share an erotic dessert that can be shared with the one that you love. And it's just, I'm going to give you a quick recipe. It's a simple one. This dessert is in my first, one of my first books, poetic books, and this dessert is called Pussy Dicklicious. It's my dessert number one. You peel one whole banana, you leave it whole. You put three slices of the dull pineapple around the base of the banana. Ring that, sprinkle it with the pineapple with whipped cream. You put a few bites of mandarin cherries around the whipped cream and sprinkle with nuts. That's optional because some people are allergic to nuts. And then you pour a thin layer of chocolate sauce down the length of the banana, spilling over onto a plate to use as a dipping sauce. That's a simple, simple dessert. But it's something to add to the element of the moment and the mood to share with the one that you love. And I must say that it is quite delicious and very healthy for you, too. Anyway, I thought I'll share that.
Miss Poetic, you know you made me hungry. That was an excellent, excellent, excellent recipe.
You have to have a little bit of venture. Now, I think a lot of times when people, their relationships don't work, it's because they don't add a venture into their relationships, and they're seeking something from someone else when you can have what you desire with the one that you love. You just got to put work into it, you know, like with anything else. If you want it to work, you got to put the time and the energy into it, and just the little things is what counts.
That is so, so true. And I think people miss that. They gloss over the little things, figuring that it doesn't matter to go after a bigger picture instead of just focusing on what you have in front of you, because that may just be your that person for you for the rest of your life. But you missed it.
Absolutely.
You missed it looking for that next one when you had the good one right in front of you. But don't get me to preaching on it.
Amen, sister.
And that note, I'm going to actually just go ahead and do another piece for y'all. And I actually entitled this Strong Island Cries. You know, I have like two versions to this piece, but I believe this is like my first version of it. And the piece goes like this. Like Strong Island, strong, long, hard. Deep penetration into my cavity makes me scream, ooh-wee! Bring me, baby, that back down to my knees. Sensual, sexual, exceptionally pleasing, tasting the juices of my sweet cherry pussy, dripping all over with delight. From the sight of the mandingo, vanilla-flavored, chocolate-covered dick, so pleasing to my taste buds, causing eruptions, or more juices to flow way below. Our bodies, no more words need to be said, just pounding over and over, begging more, more, more until unconsciousness is almost at hand. Realization is coming into plan. This is yours for the taking. Always continue to give it strong, long, hard, and deep. Never be cheap with your dick, because you know I like to be hooked, line, sink beneath your beast. And that is my piece.
Ooh. All right, y'all. You put it down, sister. You set off the ground rules. Yes,
Thank you,
my brother.
I don't tell. I don't kiss and tell. But I'm not going to hold the show up because I do see we do have another eager beaver do want to come and bless this mic, so I want to make sure I can get him in. So caller from the 202 area code, you're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic? Hey, Laurie.
How you
gonna bless us now, sir?
Oh wow, this is too much fun. I'm gonna read an old one. I don't know if you're for, but it's called "Untitled Lusting for You."
Okay, if we can get it in within the next 4 minutes, we're good. Go, floor is yours.
Yep. If I had a penny for every time I thought about sex with you, maybe I'd have more coins than Bill Gates' time to pussy cashing in on a rebate. Look, fool, I understand I want to love you for your mind, your personality, and your heart. That's understood. But I want to stimulate your body while I blow your mind and tear up all your thoughts. Sure, you got intelligence, sapphire, fair, and style. But the way you looking in them jeans got something in my pants going buck wild, ready to splurge my jeans into you that flows just like for now. I yearn to taste you like that steak and cheese from the carryout. I want my dick to run amok in your pussy like a chicken with his head cut off, making it sing, screaming, and shouting. I can't help it, boo. You're just so alluring, you got me feeling like an animal. My name ain't Jeffrey Dahmer, but with my imagination, I want to split your body parts and lick each and every one of them like a fine, gentle cannibal. I want to seduce your mind to the point that I have all of your flesh. Flocking to me like a cult being led like David Koresh. It's okay if you think I'm a pervert. And I know my cum is about to make you salivate and go overt. By the time my dick meets your pussy, they will be singing together like Will Downing and Rochelle Pharrell in concert. I'm fucking you with reckless abandon while peering into the whiteness of your rolled back eyes. And this mere sight has my dick growing and singing Negro spiritual, still I rise, still I rise. Now don't get mad and get the game twisted. I know I'm killing it with my rampant imaginary sex capades. But you as a woman, you're a hard worker, great combo, kind heart, nurturing. You would make a great wife to the 10th power. And when Sunday comes, you have me feeling like Al Bundy with a beer in one hand and my other hand on my dick waiting to fuck you in the kitchen for a whole hour. Guess what? I'm so glad that you was that shorty I've been for back in the days. Now I'm sitting back talking all this horny shit for the one I want to spend the rest of my days. And that's my piece.
Larry, you can, brother. Okay, the ice has been thrown at me now to wake me back up. That was hot.
I'm glad you liked it.
That I will be lighting one now. That was hot.
Right. Okay, light them up. Fun. Enjoy the show, man. I know y'all got limited time. I just want to say, I love y'all. I love what y'all doing, man. This thing is blowing up. And then when I get a chance, you know, I'm going to keep coming by and showing love, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for
that.
True. We appreciate you 100 and 1,000 million times.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, before we all leave today, I just want to really give a shout out to my co-host, Miss Poetic E, for being the person who she is, for always showing love, always coming through, always making sure things are running right. I thank you, my sister Lowry. Thank you for coming through and sharing the mic, doing what you do. Junebug, I like to say thank you for you getting the courage to come on and do this show. Even if you're not sure of a piece, still just come and bring it, and we'll show you love regardless. And no further ado, everybody in the chat room, May Claire, all the guests, all the Mad Hatter and everyone else, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming through. Until next time, good night.